Business news now. Charles Pellegrin is with us. He's beginning with a look at global oil prices on the back of that deal between Israel and Hamas.
Mm-hmm. Well, whether it's the Brent crude benchmark or the West Texas Intermediate, they are both trading slightly higher, actually, this hour. On the back of the announcement, though, they had dropped the geopolitical risk premium decreasing here. Rystad Energy, for instance, saying this could potentially lead to a decrease of Houthi attacks in the Red Sea or increases the likelihood of a deal on Iran, which would see its exports rise. Basically, the likelihood of increased supply is driving prices lower around the $62 barrel mark for the West Texas Intermediate. While we're on the markets, let's see how stocks are trading in Europe at the open. Main thing investors looking at today is the political situation in France and whether or not a government will be formed in last-ditch efforts, thereby reviving the possibility of getting a budget across the line before the end of the year. The CAC up 0.1% at the open.
Something different for you now. We're going to go to China. The authorities there are further tightening export rules for crucial rare earth.
Mm-hmm. The Chinese Ministry of Commerce releasing a couple of announcements this Thursday outlining new rules relating to those 17 chemical elements, which are extremely rare to find in their pure form and which are crucial in many high-tech products from loudspeakers all the way to electric cars or jet engines. Beijing had already put in place restrictions back in April, creating shortages in many sectors around the world. And the new rules basically formalize these rules and add new ones on top. In addition to always requiring government permission to export rare earths and rare earth technologies, overseas exporters using Chinese rare earth tech or products will also need to obtain a license from the Commerce Ministry. That ministry spokesperson made it clear that any military use of these products and this tech won't generally be approved, saying that they had discovered that some overseas organizations had illegally obtained rare earth technology from China, used them for sensitive military and other purposes, causing significant damage to China's national security and interests and adversely affecting international peace and stability. It's unclear at this point how these new rules will be enforced.
All comes amid some pretty tense trade negotiations between Beijing and Washington.
Mm-hmm. A truce had been reached, but talks have been dragging on for months to try and settle on a more permanent deal, reducing Trump's threatened tariffs. But there are many sticking points, notably U.S. accusations that China is aiding Russia's war effort in Ukraine thanks to the export of so-called dual-use products, meaning with both civilian and military purposes. Xi Jinping and Donald Trump due to meet later this month, and rare earths are China's major point of leverage in talks as they control both the mining and refining of those products that are so essential to the tech and defense sectors. While the U.S. has invested heavily in being less reliant on China in the sector, the International Energy Agency still predicts that by 2030, China will produce 54% of all rare earths and control 77% of the refining, far ahead of anyone else.
Now, next, the co-founder of one of the world's most famous dessert brands is gearing up for a pretty bitter battle with its corporate overlords.
Mm-hmm. Ben Cohen of the iconic Ben & Jerry's ice cream is trying to buy back his company from Unilever. Cohen says the consumer goods giant has muzzled his company, forbidding it from engaging with social justice issues, instead insisting on a vanilla presence on social media. With Unilever now preparing to spin off its ice cream business, including Ben & Jerry's under the Magnum Aegis, it looks to be a rocky road ahead. Brian Quinn has the scoop.
A corporate power struggle of a different flavor, as Ben Cohen, co-founder of Ben & Jerry's, seeks to free the iconic ice cream brand from a frozen conflict with its parent company. This November, consumer goods giant Unilever is spinning off its ice cream business as the Magnum Ice Cream Company. Ben & Jerry's will go with it unless Unilever can be convinced to sell the brand separately.
We just want to get the business into the hands of socially aligned investors who support the mission of Ben & Jerry's and encourage it, as opposed to having it be muzzled.
Launched in 1978 by a pair of ex-hippies in Vermont, Ben & Jerry's has had progressive activism as a core brand marker since the beginning. The terms of a 2000 merger with Unilever were supposed to guarantee its continued independence, but tensions simmered over its social media posting. The decision in 2021 to stop selling ice cream in the Israeli-occupied West Bank brought those tensions to a head. The war in Gaza and the return of Donald Trump to the White House have only intensified them.
After 2021, they required to review all the social mission posts.
Last year, the company sued Unilever over what it called attempts to dismantle its independent board. In September, Cohen's co-founder, Jerry Greenfield, quit his role at the company in protest at what he called the silencing of its founding values. Ben & Jerry's 2024 revenues made up less than 2% of Unilever's annual total, but nearly 14% of Magnum's total. Cohen says the increased weight of Ben & Jerry's on its new parent's bottom line means that without a sale, the corporate conflict is only likely to deepen.
John, thank you very much. Lots of discussion in the studio about Chunky Monkey and cookie dough, not surprisingly, after Brian's scoop there, as he put it, very nicely put.